Dialogue 1. The Assassination of Mickey Mouse.
A rainy afternoon in Cartoon Town. The constant sound of cars passing can be heard as the curtain of rain keeps falling. The body of Mickey Mouse lies in the middle of the street, crushed by a heavy Acme anvil. Whoever used it has taken the trouble to make sure the poor mouse was dead. The area is completely cordoned off, and hundreds of curious people crowd around behind the tape. Inspector Gregg, frankly baffled, tries to bring order to the investigation that is being carried out, but fails. A well-known figure appears from the mist, his ears revealing who he is. Rodney the Rabbit, the famous detective.
Where is the cold meat?
Detective Rodney, a pleasure as always.
And as always, the pleasure is all mine, Chief Inspector.
I appreciate your interest, but everything is already solved and under control.
Is that a fact?
You doubt my efficiency.
Never, Inspector. You are the Chief of Police and that gives you great credibility.
Look, Rodney, I don't have time for games. The case is clear. Mickey Mouse has been, without a doubt, murdered.
I see.
Someone has hit him on the head with an Acme anvil, which has caused instant death. Now, we just have to find the murderer and the case is closed. Simple as that.
I see. Just like that. Any indication as to who did it?
Not yet, but it won't be difficult to determine after we find out who was on the street at the time the attack took place. So
you have no idea, Chief Inspector?
We have our suspicions.
Really?
All that remains for us to do is to cross-check their alibis.
Who has been interrogated then? Witnesses? Exact time of death? Do you have any motive? Is it significant that the anvil is an Acme?
You have a lot of questions, Rodney.
And all of them crucial to reaching a conclusion.
I still have not had time to...
Never mind, Chief Inspector. I have taken up enough of your time.